91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik, filling in for Mark Haney. Later in the program, telling the stories of Findlay Market and a librarian who doesn't mind making a little noise now and then. First,
what's your name?
Therese.
Therese Balivant.
And yours?
Carol.
The night is like a lovely tune. Beware my foolish heart.
Greater Cincinnati has been the setting for several movies during the last 2 years, including Carol, filmed here last year in 2014. The movies received high praise from critics and 5 Golden Globe nominations. The Mariah Carey movie, A Christmas Melody, which wrapped up filming here in October, premieres on the Hallmark Channel this Saturday. Joining us to discuss our region's popularity with movie producers are Greater Cincinnati Film Commission Executive Director Kristen Irwin-Schlottman, actress and owner of Lachey Arts Camp, Leah Lachey, and WVXU television and entertainment reporter John Kieswetter. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Well, good afternoon. Glad to have you all here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kristen, it's been a busy movie time in Cincinnati. What do you think is really drawing so many movies back to Cincinnati after, you know, the heyday of Rain Man, however many decades ago that was?
Well, the heyday was because we had such great New York architecture, and John Sayles discovered that, you know, 2 decades ago. And more recently, it's because we have tax incentives in place in the state of Ohio. And while we weren't the first state to adopt these programs, we are one of the most successful states now. We're in the top 7 cities for film production worldwide. And if you were to ask me that same question a year ago, and I think you might have,
I think so.
I would have said it truly is because it's a competitive tax program with 25 and 35% rebates. However, I'd say this year it's because the word of mouth has been so strong, and because producers and directors are recognizing the talent that we have here and the infrastructure that exists to support these kinds of projects. And also, many of the projects we've had this year have been repeat customers of producers that were here at one point last year. So,
who were the repeats?
Well, Killer Films was one of the producing partners on the film Carol, and then they came back to do a film called The Blunder with Jessica Biel and Patrick Wilson, and came back again to produce the film Goat, starring Nick Jonas and Ben Schnetzer. Also, the producers of A Christmas Melody that airs Saturday on Hallmark, they were here over 2 years ago doing another Christmas film, The Christmas Spirit, with Nicolette
Sheridan.
Sheridan, thank you.
In Lebanon, yeah.
And we did that up in Lebanon. So that's a testament to the talent that's here and the experience that filmmakers are having while in Cincinnati.
Leah, talk with us a little bit about the talent that you bring for the Christmas Melody program, our show that's opening this week. And you had to find a lot of kids.
Yes, with the help of Lynn Myers, thankfully, who was magical.
Theater.
Love her. It's very, very special for me to be able to train kids in Cincinnati and then be able to turn around and say, guess what? There's a movie coming to town, and you have a shot to be in it. Near and dear to my heart to be able to do that. They loved the experience. Wonderful for me as well as a choreographer to work with Mariah Carey. So, like Kristen said, it's pretty amazing that people are acknowledging that there is this strong talent base here in the city.
John, you've been covering this beat for a very long time. Tell us what you've noticed. Has anything been different with the movies that are coming in now than before? What are you seeing?
Well, it years ago, before Ides of March, independent film here, there, whatever, you know. But after Ides, and particularly the run of the past 2 years, 2 calendar years, Carol followed immediately by Miles Davis, the Miles Ahead, but the John Cheadle, then with The Blunder, I think it's called A Kind of Murder now, and then this year with Marauders, Goat, Christmas
the long
Melody.
Home with James
long
Franco.
Home. Yeah, just so it's been... it's really ramped up. It's very impressive.
Let's talk about the popularity of the movies. Carol, of course, receiving a lot of critical acclaim, Golden Globe nominations, among others, recently. Clearly, Rain Man had that kind of recognition with the Oscars and other awards back when it was here. Does the fact that a movie does well here, really, because it's not doing well because it was filmed in Cincinnati, it's doing well because it was a good movie, but does that make a difference in people wanting to come back?
Well, I'm going to argue with you a little bit on that point, because I do think it's a good movie because it was in Cincinnati. And one thing many of the listeners might not know is that every part cast in Carol was from Cincinnati except for five roles. So it truly is a testament to the talent that's here and the technicians and artists that supported the making of that film. But to your point, does it help? I think it certainly enhances the whole experience, because now not only have they come to town and spent their money and hired the people and had that impact, but now that it's doing well, people continue to talk about it. More people see it. The more critically it's recognized, the more the director gets to talk about making a film in Cincinnati and what that experience had. And, you know, I think we saw the same thing with Rain Man, but this path that Carol is on has been celebrating Cincinnati along its way. So I think it's certainly going to help.
I have another Rain Man question. Rain Man, Best Picture. But it was only shot partially here, partially in other places.
Correct.
Carol was filmed completely here. Not only is Cincinnati used for New York and New Jersey, but it's also Pennsylvania, Chicago, Waterloo, Iowa. So my question is, when you got that script and you saw these other things, was it tough to visualize those other cities to be shot around here? Was it easy?
It's always a bit challenging to sort of think of what the director interprets those places to look like. So while I think I might know the perfect diner in Pennsylvania, the director has an idea of what he wants that diner to look at. And I will tell you, I probably drove hours upon hours looking at diners on the outskirts of Cincinnati. When I say the outskirts, I'm driving to Lawrenceburg, Indiana, and I'm driving to a diner near Perfect North Slopes, and I'm really tracking a lot of ground. And, you know, it has a certain feel. That was one of the locations we struggled with. And, you know, it wasn't challenging for the Drake Hotel in Chicago. He pulled up to the Hilton Netherlands and he said, "Change the marquee, we found our hotel." And that awesome. Happened to be where he was staying also, so it was really easy. But no, I think directors, now that they're being driven by the tax incentives, they are forced to explore a city on a different level and see how many different looks they can find and how many different places geographically they can encompass in one circumference of it.
Well, you mentioned the diner. I just want to get that in. Is that what the Spare Time Grill in Alexandria? Was it that
yes.
one? Okay.
Yes.
I just want to make sure get that in there so everybody knows where that was if they're curious.
Which is one of the first ones we looked at, and then we saw what all the other options were, and we came back to it, which tends to happen sometimes too.
You mentioned the Netherlands Plaza, but it struck me at seeing the movie Saturday at all the different places of the Crew Tower, Netherlands Plaza, that were used for different things, but their offices were there. They really used all the different looks of that building, as you could imagine.
And I think they consumed many cocktails at the Palm Court as well. So we did.
Well, both John and Leah have seen the movie. You want to give us a quick gist of what you thought of it?
I was transported back in time. Beautifully shot. On my list of things, you know, is to work on a huge movie as a choreographer. Kind of checked that off the list. That night that I was on set, it was true magic to watch how they worked together. So I was blown away by it. I thought it was wonderful.
You were involved in what scene?
The foxtrot scene.
The dancing
the party.
Scene where,
yes,
where
yes.
Kyle so, Chandler and
no spoilers
Kate
yet, by
Blanchett.
The way.
No.
Okay.
No.
Just making sure.
No, I got to work very closely with Kate Blanchett, which that was amazing, and Kyle Chandler, who I loved. And so we had a lot of private lessons with them to just kind of get them ready for that scene, and then coordinated the other dancers that are in the scene as well.
I thought, as I wrote on the blog we put up earlier this week, that it lived up to all of its pre-Oscar hype. Other people had called it gorgeous and flawless and an Oscar contender, and I agree. It was a very well-told story, and it was, as Leah said, transports you back in time. Cincinnatians might be jarred a little bit when they see the exterior of the old Shillitoe's department store and then see an elevator that was in the store that's actually over at the Crew Tower or something. But they stitched it all together, and the national, international audience will – will not know, and they'll be. I think it's very, very good.
Not many people, not tons and tons of people. So it was a special premiere over the weekend. If you saw it and want to give us your thoughts about it, call us at 513-419-7100. Or if you'd like to ask a question about Carol or any of the other movies shot in Cincinnati, it's your chance. Again, 513-419-7100. You can email us, talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. John, you had mentioned something to me earlier that you looked out and you saw the Shillitoe's department store, but then they showed the other side of the street and it really wasn't.
Exactly. There's lots of mashups of where they've edited, but it was very clever editing. So you'd think that Shillitoe's, which was called Frankenberg's, it was still a department store, but that was created in another building a block away. And like I said, if you're watching this film in any place other than in Greater Cincinnati, you won't know. You won't know at all.
And if you're watching from Cincinnati, I guess it's a nice trivia experience for you to figure out what might
it is.
Be different.
I sat in the theater and kind of went, wait a minute. That's that. Yeah.
I've got a quick question. You know, Carol, when it was filmed here, and it's gorgeous, was what, 7 or 8 weeks production?
Yes.
And then almost the opposite end of the spectrum, A Christmas Melody was like 3 weeks, correct?
It was a quick
talk
one.
A little bit about the difference in the production pace or and what that means to the local crew that are trying to work on this on a film, either in a 7 week shoot versus a 3 week shoot.
There is not one formula to how these productions get made, and a lot of them are contingent upon budgets. A lot of them are contingent on how much they know in advance, like who their cast is and who the director that's attached, etc. On Carol, Todd Haynes had partnered with Number 9 Films and Killer, and I was first contacted by them in August of 2013. And I was putting together location breakdowns and a website of what I thought this script would look like in Cincinnati, and really spent several weeks doing that, which is odd to have that much time, but it was enough time to really feel like I was giving them a cohesive package so they could see New York 1952 here in Cincinnati. After that, they came here in the fall, and we had an office opened by January. So you're talking several months prep on that film, and 8 weeks of actual filming on the ground, 5 day weeks. And so I think you'll see that Carol was a long and, crew members were exhausted by the end of this, but you can really imagine when you see the film how much time they did put into it. Christmas Melody, on the other hand, they were casting 2 weeks before they were shooting, and they had 3 weeks to shoot, and it was moved very quickly because the timeline to get it up on the air by Christmas, which is what made it so dramatically fast. But there's just not one formula to these in the end of the
day. We did get a question from Brian on Facebook. He says he heard our area suffers from not having a good sound stage in town. Do you?
No, I disagree, and here's why. I mean, suffers. We're certainly still getting the calls, and if a sound stage is needed, there is a sound stage at Midwest Grip and Lighting. There's also one here at the studio that we're broadcasting out of now. And when there isn't something large enough, we usually convert a warehouse. I would love to see us have stages someday as part of our infrastructure, and if that's the direction we're heading, I think it's very exciting. But we're not turning away projects now because we don't have that. We're making do with other things that we do have, and directors are open to that because of the incentive program.
Did George Clooney have a soundstage here for IDES?
No, we used an airline hangar.
He made that work over at Lunken?
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a big problem at this point.
No, and the soundstage that we used on Carol, we actually created a set on the stage of Music Hall during their dark time. They built a scene there and shot right there on the stage with the construction workers there at Music Hall, which was great.
We've talked a lot about Carol. We also want to talk a little bit more about the Hallmark movie, the Mariah Carey movie, coming up this week. And we have a commercial from that we're going to play now.
This December, Mariah Carey and Hallmark Channel come together for a special holiday movie event.
Today's your lucky day.
With a Christmas melody you'll never forget.
Yes!
Lacey Chabert, Brennan Elliott, Kathy Najimy, and directed by and starring Mariah Carey.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
A Christmas Melody, an all-new movie premiere, Saturday, December 19th at 8 on Hallmark Channel, The Heart of Mary.
Leah, you worked a lot on it. Tell us a little. Can you tell us a little bit about what the whole thing's about?
Well, I wore many hats on this film. So it's a sweet Christmas movie. Lacey Chabert moves away from a small town with her daughter, and I believe, tell me if I'm right, Kristen, that the husband passes away. Is that what happens at the beginning, which is why they're on their own?
I know she's a single mother, but I don't know.
She's a single mother, yeah. I don't even
I can't
know
remember
if we ever
now.
Know what happened
I know,
to him.
I'm like, maybe I made that up.
You know what you're thinking of? It was their father that passed away, which is why they moved back to the small town.
Moved back to the small town.
It's a Hallmark movie. That's okay.
Yeah. It's just fun. Interesting for me, I knew that I was going to choreograph two numbers. I did not know that Lynn Myers was going to call me in to read for a part in the movie. So I'm playing the school secretary, which was quite fun for me. And
she's fantastic. I saw that part.
Thank you. Thank you. And my daughter is in it as well, which
family
is
affair.
Exciting. It was a family affair. So we were all on set. Really sweet, sweet movie. And everyone that came in, super nice. I what I like now is, especially at the premiere, seeing everyone that I've like been working on these films with, like, oh my gosh, we actually are like working in Cincinnati and not having to go to New York and LA. So, quite exciting.
Sorry, I wanted to add something. When movies find out that Drew and Leah Lachey are part of our city and part of our infrastructure, they're blown away. They said, you know, you have someone that can teach us how to foxtrot, and they know what they're doing, and then we show them who it is, and they're like, this is fantastic. And also say on the Christmas movie, they choreographed over 20 children to create a Christmas play, and in a way that it was the show-stopping scene of the film, and the producers said, this was our best day with our best scene with best talent. They just were blown away by that. So to have them, they're not just part of it, they are a significant part of it, and they also make us look better to the outside industry as well. Coming
in. Cameron's calling with a question. Again, our number is 513-419-7100 if you have a question or a comment. Hi, Cameron. What's your question?
My question is, you know, in the next few weeks, there was a big plan to move to Los Angeles, you know, to try to pursue this, because all the movies here, all the work that's been available for us has been kind of the background extra, which is wonderful to get experience. But when it seems that they're casting the lead roles, it's always one or two very specific roles. Should someone just make the move to Los Angeles, or should we stay here because of this incentive that all these new movies are coming?
Have you met with Lynn Myers yet?
Yes, I have, and you know, auditioned for these roles, and they're very particular, like, you know, middle-aged man in his 40s,
right,
or the shop owner for the movie.
Well, in the
which is how it is out there as well.
Yeah,
but
it is.
And the Hallmark Channel has a certain look and a certain thing they're always looking for, which is tedious sometimes when you're casting. But I would say, if you are, in order to answer your question and give you some advice, I have seen people in Los Angeles call me and ask if they can come back to Cincinnati and audition for these parts because they're meaty, beefy roles. And you're looking at the parts that were cast on Carol that are significant roles with Kevin Crowley and other actors in town. Those are opportunities. And I would say to you, do what feels right for you, but maybe you could do a bit of both. And certainly don't turn the opportunities in these auditions down, because sometimes it takes, you know, a lot of auditions to land the perfect role. But it's all exercising the muscle and fine-tuning your craft along the way.
Leah, your advice?
Agreed. I think that if you can maybe do both, you know, kind of throw your hat in the ring in every city. And I kind of chuckle at myself that, you know, when we moved back from Los Angeles, I kind of said to myself, you know, I'm going to probably not work as much. And oh, how funny that is.
Are you working all the time? Cameron, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. It's very, very nice. And just one more quick thing, and then I'll let you go, is, you know, someone who has left different agencies around town because it seems that there's not as much work in Cincinnati because of their agency based here. But, you know, is someone like Lynn Myers and those other agencies, are they going to push for you to go out of town to audition, or are they giving the roles for these movies is what I'm asking, or is an outside agency from Los Angeles casting these movies?
I think Lynn works in hand with, sometimes there is an outside agency, other times she is the lead on it, but they work in tandem on all of these projects, and she is the one getting the regional actors in front of the directors. So she is one of our greatest assets in town and a well-respected casting director for, you know, over 30 years, both in Los Angeles and in Cincinnati. So I would say definitely stay in touch with her.
Thanks, Cameron. We appreciate your call. Leah, you were mentioning that you're busy. How busy are you? Are you working all the time?
Well, I'm teaching a lot as well. So my husband and I started Lachey Arts, which is a nonprofit. Started as a camp, a two-week program 4 years ago, and it has grown significantly. I also run the musical theater program at the Performing Arts School. Helped relaunch that. That went away for about 8 years. And when we moved back, we thought, oh my goodness, Performing Arts School with no musical theater program, we must get in there and help. So I am teaching probably about 4-5 days a week, rehearsals, and then with these movies and all of the little pieces in between, I am quite busy.
I've got to ask you both, so how did you and where did you first meet Mariah Carey, and tell me a little bit about her experience as a director?
You start.
I met her for the first time. Drew actually recorded a number one song with her many, many years ago. But I met her for the first time at a production meeting here in the city. I believe it was in September. And it really did. That production moved very quickly. but you know what? She was pretty fun to work with, a blast. I was telling you that she kind of works on the fly. You know, if she sees something and it's not right, she'll speak up. And she was very vocal with me about, Leah, does this look right? Is this believable? And I like that. I like that.
Before we run out of time, I want to ask about the future. You're probably not going to give away any big secrets, but are there more movies coming?
There are
things in the works. What might we expect?
Well, I have two very large films that are coming in just after the first of the year. And I have many scripts that I'm going through right now, and we're looking to see if we can enhance the current motion picture incentive program, because we don't want to be in a position where we're turning projects away. We would like to see, we're giving away $20 million a year right now as a state, and we're showing $1.75 on every dollar we're investing in that program. So it's good business for the state of Ohio, and the legislators agree with that. So we're hoping at some point we can enhance it just enough so we continue this momentum and we don't just see one or two movies here at a time, but perhaps we also see a series in town that's giving, you know, 8 months continuous work for people.
Like a television series?
Like a television series. And I have those scripts right now as well. And we're using those producers are helping us pitch this argument that this is a growing industry here. And I think, you know, this is just the beginning. This isn't our peak. I think this is showing us that we have this ecosystem here. And now we'd like to be a world-class filmmaking destination when we're finished.
And all this is happening really before most of the country has seen Carol. I mean, it's been a limited release in a couple of film festivals. It's done well with some critics, but it, even in this city, it doesn't open till Christmas Day.
Right. I can't wait.
You talk about 8 months for a series and that sort of thing. How do the people of Cincinnati do with all of this? I mean, are they hanging out and starstruck in such a way that it's ever distracting, or is it typical Cincinnati polite step back?
I will tell you that Cincinnati embraces this, and the amount of people that show up for auditions, the amount of people that call with period cars or want to be involved has been incredible. And filmmakers are just astounded by, one, how nice everyone is, two, how open and friendly, and three, how excited they are by it. Now, that does not go without saying there are a few hiccups along the way where perhaps the business wasn't aware that we were going to block the parking spot in front of his business one day. And we certainly work very hard to iron out those kinks and keep the city embracing this. But you'd be surprised at how much people in town really enjoy this.
But at the end of Carol, I interviewed the woman from England who was one of the producers.
Liz Carlson.
Yes. And also George Clooney when he finished Ides. And they both said, the people here were marvelous. You know, they shut up when they said quiet on the set. They were respectful. They didn't ask for autographs when people were trying to shoot scenes when they're at work. And, you know, we get it. And I think that's probably another reason that people like working here.
Right. I remember Kate Blanchett saying, you know, just to be able to walk out of my hotel and down the street and into the art museum with the boys and just feel like it's a normal life and people say hello. And And it was just very peaceful for her. They had such a brilliant experience just being downtown and exploring our restaurants and our shops. And Ewan McGregor did the same. He would walk his dog up into OTR every day and just felt like it was a neighborhood. And, you know, and now people like Emilio Estevez wanting to move here. I mean, I think you're going to see these people here on a regular basis. If what we continue to do at this pace, it won't seem so strange. They'll be part of our neighborhood.
You mentioned the cars. And I remember you contacted me and saying, we need some of these cars. And I read the credits, and there's drivers. Most of the people who provided the cars drove their own car.
Went
in the
through
film.
Period wardrobe and were cast on the spot.
Thank you all. We're out of time. It's been fascinating. I know we'll have you back because it's been great, and we want to hear what the next to come is. So we'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you all for being here today. My guests today were Greater Cincinnati Film Commission Executive Director Kristin Irwin-Schlottman, actress and owner of Lachey Arts Camp, Leah Lachey, and television and entertainment reporter for WVXU, John Kieswetter. Just ahead, we'll hear about the Findlay Market Storytelling Series. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.